Good morning to everybody out there that is watching us on this morning. Today is Sunday, October 10th, 2021, and I am Pastor Jeremy J. Glenn of this wonderful, dynamic, wonderful seed that God has planted called Spirit of Inspiring Love Church. And I want to thank y'all for tuning in with us on today, and thank y'all for just spending a small segment of your day with us on today. I want to thank y'all on Facebook Live that are watching us on today. Thank y'all that are watching us on YouTube Live and Soil Church Online. And as always, I want to thank y'all that are also watching us on We Talk Radio, the Shine Lord program, which is airing at 10 a.m. every Sunday, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. But right now, I just want to give a reference to a few people on this morning here. First of all, I just want to thank my wonderful daughter for the wonderful job that she's been doing and leading our operation with our company for some certain services and things that we have going on. She's doing a fantastic job, and it feels good to be able to see when you build something and your children can be a part of it, and they continue to grow and just grow with what you're building there. It's a wonderful thing because, you know, King Solomon tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And so when I see those things lining up, it just brings joy to my spirit. So thank you very much for all that you're doing. And a special shout out, I think he's listening to us right now, to James Hightower, my buddy. Hey, I appreciate you helping me last night. He came through for us last night. We had some late, we had a last minute request. We're both out there at almost midnight last night making things happen. And we just began to kind of talk about the word for a little bit, and he tunes in, and it's just a wonderful thing to be able to just partner with people, and you know that they're also growing in the word as well. And I just want to send a special shout out, and also to our IT team, and you know, to Mr. Eric Donald for all that you do for us, doing a fantastic job. All the great things that you all see, all the slides and everything that you see out there. You know, there's a lot of hard work that goes into this. And sir, I just want to publicly thank you for all that you do for this team, and to allow the word to go forth like it is. And let me tell y'all something. The reason why I'm doing this is because as leaders and as managers, as business owners, right, we want to make sure that especially in today's time, that we appreciate the good work, because good work is hard to find. I'm sorry, good workers are hard to find. I meant to say good help is hard to find. Work is out there, but sometimes the help is not there. So when you find good help, take time to appreciate the good help. When you're sitting in your restaurants, okay, when you're going through fast food or just even purchasing, you know, groceries or whatever it is, when somebody is doing things to really give you great service, take time out just to show them thanks. Take time out to show them you appreciate what they are doing. So I thank you very much for all of you and for all that y'all do for us on today. So So I thank y'all for just tuning in with us here on this morning, and all is well. I appreciate all that you're doing. Can you turn that light on for me? All right. And also, without further ado, I just want to talk about something here. Thank you, wonderful. Had to get a little bit more light up in here, so I appreciate that. So I just want to talk about something before we get into the word on this morning. Just want to talk about something because some of you are aware of this and some of you may not be aware of this, but today is actually Mental Health Day. It's World Mental Health Day. And what I want us to do is we just want to raise awareness on mental health. Just raise awareness of mental health and the importance of mental health. Okay, the importance of mental health. As we know, COVID has done a lot to have a negative impact on the state of our mental health. You know, things were before COVID were already kind of you know, the lifestyles that we live and everything that we are involved with, sometimes, you know, our mental health can become impacted and we may not even know it. So we want to bring awareness that mental health, your mental health is just as important as your body, your physical health. Okay. If you have a cold and you take certain remedies and certain cough syrups and things, okay, when your body is sick that way, a certain cold virus or a flu or whatever it is, even if you break a bone or something, you nurture those things. Okay. And we want to make sure that we also position ourselves to nurture our minds and the state of our mental health as well. And don't just take it lightly. Don't think that mental health issues are something to just sweep under the rug, something to ignore, just because it's something that we, maybe in certain communities, haven't talked a whole lot about. This is a different day. And the silent killers are the things that kill us, but the things that we can expose and that we can talk about, we can shine light on those situations, we can begin to free ourselves more. So today being World Mental Health Day, I want to make sure that we just have that conversation, talk about it, and pay attention to your own mind. Pay attention to some things. We're going to talk about that here in our message on today, because again, as I say, just as you take care of your physical health, make sure that you also take care of your mental health as well and look for some signs. For instance, it's no secret that we can become stressed out. Okay, we can become overwhelmed. We can experience anxieties and become heavy burdened. But have you just ever taken the time out to give yourself self-evaluation as to what may be contributing to these things? These thoughts, these feelings, and is it the job? Am I being so pressured on my job? Is it some health issues that are maybe wearing and tearing on my mind? Is it trying to get access to healthcare or the cost or whatever those things are? And I know that I have to have it. I have to receive this particular medication, whatever that is. Or is it finance? Is it trying to make ends meet? Do you have more month at the end of your finances, or do you have more finances at the end of the month? I mean, how does that go? How's that impacting you and impacting maybe your thoughts and your feelings? Is it family? Okay, are there issues with the family, immediate family, distant family? There are all kinds of things. Is it children? Is it a spouse? We have to make sure that we pay attention to those things, because those things can have a direct impact on our lives directly. And those things that have a direct impact on our lives can have the biggest impact on the state of our mental health. So I want to make sure that we pay attention to those things. And are you taking on more than you should? Okay, have you reached a tipping point? Are you just kind of taking on more things and doing more things, and then you don't have time to separate yourself and maybe even have time for God? Is life too busy to have time for God? Are you possibly inserting yourself into someone else's issues, and now their issues become your issues, their burdens become your burdens? And we're getting ready to talk about that, because sometimes you're trying to be that problem solver. And you're trying to be everything for everyone. And at the end of the day, what are you left with? After you've tried to meet all the demands and all the expectations of so many people, what are you left with at the end of the day? That's a question that I have for you. And I want you to think about that, because are those things contributing factors that have an impact on the state of your mental health? What I want us to do, ladies and gentlemen, on today is we got to have that conversation and be honest first with ourselves. Okay, we have to be honest with ourselves. And what I want us to know is that we need to make sure that we take that self-evaluation and take time to just say, what's wearing on me? What's tearing on me? What's getting the best of me? And when you identify what that is, you can look at that as a root. That could be a root cause of negative impacting of the state of your mental health. And those things, it could be stress can be the underlying factor. It could be, anxiety being the underlying factor. Roots of heavy burdens, can be the underlying factor here. But I, despite of all of that, I want to share something with you on today. Because as you know, as we always talk about, the Word of God, it lives through us and it speaks to us and it meets us where we are. And that's what we want to uncover on today. Because the Word of God will not leave you hanging. The Word of God will not lead you astray. The Word of God is always going to line up with wherever you are, whatever state that you're in. And the Word of God is going to speak directly to you on today. I am so glad for this Word on today. I am so thankful for this Word on today. Because I feel in my spirit somebody is going to be free. The chains are going to be broken. And someone is going to be at liberty with the Spirit of God on today. And I just want to thank you for taking this time to position yourself to receive this word of God. Because here's the deal. It's natural for us to care about people and the things that are near and dear and important to us. That's a natural thing. It's natural for us to want the best for someone. You know, and the Apostle Paul talks as he began to plant churches and as he was winning souls for Christ. He talked about that as he was becoming so acclimated to the things that people were doing because he wanted to reach people where they were in their lives. And he realized, wait a second, I am getting in too deep. I'm getting in this thing too deep and I have to separate myself because while I'm trying to win souls for Christ, their personalities and things are starting to become part of me. I'm starting to absorb that. So he said something like, I got to sanctify myself. I've got to think myself happy. I've got to wait a second. I've got to draw a line in the sand because I'm getting in this thing too deep. And that's one of the things that he had to realize because Paul wanted to be everything for everybody. He wanted them to experience the love of Christ so much that he did it. Any means necessary. Thrown in prison, beaten, shipwrecked, all kinds of things. And that's how far he went. But I want us to also understand that he also told us that we got to be careful about that. When we try to become everything for everybody and do so many things, are we expanding ourselves too much? Do we take time so that we're not watering ourselves down and we have nothing left to give God? Those are some things that we're going to talk about today because the reality is when we get in it too deep and we want everything to go right for everybody and we want to be Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It and we want to try to put on our Superman cape and our Wonder Woman bands and do the things that we have to do, sometimes it's just not the way that life works. It's just not the way the world turns. And as much as we want things to be a certain way and for people to live a certain lifestyle and we want the absolute best and it is coming from the pureness of our heart, there's only so much, ladies and gentlemen, that we as people can do. So what do? When you want something for someone, but that's not maybe what they want for themselves. Maybe you want that person to come off of drugs. Maybe you want that person to stop being that alcoholic. Maybe you want that person to stop living certain lifestyles and maybe they're gangbanging or whatever it is that they're doing and you want the absolute best for them, but are you wanting the best for them despite of your own mental health? Are you wanting the best for them despite of how it may be wearing you down? Because you can want something for someone, but if they don't want it for themselves, you're spinning your wheels and at the end of the day, what do you have left? What do you do when you want something to turn out a certain way? And no matter how much you want it to turn out that certain way, that's just not the way it turns out. What do you do when you've done all that you can and things seem to just not go the way you want it to go? Do you keep stressing until it becomes a blessing? Do you keep dealing with the anxieties and allowing for heartaches and pains to dwell on the inside of you and just continue to keep growing and keep growing and keep growing? Because just like in the plumbing system, when there is a clog in the pipes and you continue to apply pressure, eventually that pressure can begin to explode if you're not careful. But the word of God is going to unclog that piping system on today. The word of God is going to release some of these things that may be growing on the inside of us. But I want to ask you something on today. Do you just want to continue to keep dealing with the anxieties and allowing for the heartaches and pains to dwell on the inside of you? Or do you position yourselves to forget about, remember we had a message a while back, turn your worship into worry. Are you allowing your worries to make you forget about the worship? What do you do when you keep trying to force a square peg into a round hole and you just keep trying and you just keep trying and you just keep trying and eventually nothing's turning out the way that you want it to? Well, thank God for the ram in the bush. Thank God for the word on today because I want to tell you about this disciple who followed Christ. I want to tell you about this disciple who Jesus told him, upon this rock I shall build called my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I'm giving you some clues as to who this person is here. This is a guy that, and after this, you know, proclamation, after Jesus exposed who he really was and gave him and called him the rock, shortly afterwards, he turned around and denied Jesus three times. He turned his back on the master of his faith. This guy experienced anxiety and stress that he just could not deal with, because what do you do when the man that you walked on water with, and that you saw turn water into wine, and that you saw perform all these miracles, and he gave you a specific proclamation unlike any other disciples, and you turn your back on him? How do you deal with that stress? How do you deal with that anxiety? How do you deal with having to deal with the guilt and the condemnation of saying, no, Lord, I've got your back, but now I felt that I've stabbed you in the back? What do you do in situations like that? What had it must have felt like to be this disciple and to deal physically with what you just did to the Lord and Savior? You denounced him. You denied him. You disowned him. You discredited him. How do you live life once you get past that? How do you deal with those anxieties once you get past that? I can only imagine what it must have felt like to physically turn your back on the greatest gift given to mankind. I can only imagine the sorrow and the pain and the embarrassment and the shame that must have come from denying the one that gave him his purpose. But how many of us know, ladies and gentlemen, that we serve a loving God? And the Lord graced this disciple to overcome these feelings, and he graced him to overcome these thoughts. And the Lord gave him the remedy to get past these extremities. I'm going to say that again. The Lord gave him the remedy to get past these extremities. And I want to share this with you on today. Before I get too far into the message, we're going to talk about how a bowl of pistachios is going to teach you the word of God. How this bowl of pistachios is going to be a life changer and a game changer for you in your life. Don't leave without seeing what the bowl of pistachios is going to speak to your spirit on today. So I want you to sit back and hold on as we dive into this word. So let's prepare our minds and our ears to hear what he has to tell us, because this is a life changing remedy that will help us get past these extremities. And he's instructing us on today to cast our cares on him. Our message on today, as you can see up on the screen here on this morning, cast your cares. Cast your cares. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, you're so good. You're so gracious and you're so mighty. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing on today. Lord, we know this is World Mental Health Day. And we know that what you said in Jeremiah 29:11, that your plans include prospering us and not harming us, giving us a future and a hope. And your future and the hope is you wanting the absolute best for us. You want us to be able to live exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to that power that works within us. Give us that power. Help us to know that you never leave us nor forsake us. Speak to us on today, Lord. Hold us accountable with your word. Free us, Lord Jesus, from anything that may be attaching itself to us, ensnaring us in our lives, and use us for your ultimate purpose on today. Somebody is going to be free on today. And I thank you in advance for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that is going to see life in a different way, and to know that you are real despite of what people say. You are real despite of what people think. You are real. And oh, when we taste and see that you are good, we will know that you're real and we will know you for ourselves. So allow your word to connect us to what you are doing on today. In the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Again, I want to thank y'all for joining us on this morning. Thank y'all on We Talk Radio on the Shine Lord program. Thank y'all on Facebook Live that are so diligently turning in all the time, tuning in all the time, and those that are watching us on Soil Church Online as well as YouTube Live on today. So before we get into the word here, you know we have our biblical analogy here, the Bible. As we break the Bible down, it's like two halves. You've got an Old Testament in this left hand here, which represents the books of the Bible, Genesis through Malachi. And then we've got the New Testament, which represents the right hand right here, which is the books of Matthew through Revelations. And as we get ready to put our first scripture up on today, okay, the scripture, our main text on today is coming from the New Testament. And we're going to be coming from who we call the Rock, that disciple that followed Jesus and who Jesus gave a particular assignment and saying, you're going to build my church. Let's talk about Peter. He used to be Simon, but his name changed to Peter. Because when Jesus changed your name, you will never be the same. I'm going to say that again for those sitting way in the back there. When Jesus changes your name, your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Let's hear what Peter has to say. But before we read this text, I'm just going to give you a little background here. As you can see, it's saying, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Let that saturate in your spirit. And I'm going to give us here a little background on this book of the Bible. Because what this is the importance. This is an epistle that Peter wrote. Peter wrote two epistles in the New Testament. He had a 1 Peter and 2 Peter. It's a first epistle, second epistle. And an epistle is a spiritual letter. He's writing this letter because he's sending encouragement. He wanted the people that he was ministering to, a lot of people that Paul had also ministered to, Peter was also ministered to, all the disciples that had assignments here, they were all going out and proclaiming the word of God. Peter specifically, out of all the disciples, he had a couple of books in the Bible here. And what he did was, what he wanted to do was he wanted to write two versions of a letter, okay? Because he was a disciple. And once he graduated, so to speak, graduated from being a disciple, a follower of Christ, then he became apostle. Now he became accountable for teaching and coaching and nurturing, basically pastoring a group of people. Okay, so he's got two epistles in the Bible, 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And we came specifically from 1 Peter 5 and 7 because that was one of the two epistles that he wrote. Now remember, this is the same guy that Jesus handpicked to lay the foundation of the Christian church. This is the same guy that experienced the miracle of walking on water with Jesus. Remember the Galilean Sea, Jesus had just fed more than 5,000 people and said, I will meet y'all on the other side. And as the disciples got onto that ship and they were floating on the Galilean Sea, all of a sudden they came upon this image and it scared them. They thought it was a ghost. They were completely wigged out on this situation because, you know, the water was storming, and who in the world could actually be walking on water? But it was Peter that was bold enough to be able to say, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come out and join you on this water. And Jesus said, come. That guy, that's who we're talking about on today. But another thing about Peter that I want to point out is this is the same guy that experienced a miracle of walking on water, but it's also the same guy that took a blade, because Peter was, he was rough around the edges. He always came packing, right? He always came ready. And he took his blade out when those officers came to arrest Jesus before they were getting ready to crucify him. Peter took his blade off and sliced one of the ears of the arresting officers. And obviously, yep, Jesus went and he healed that ear. But it was Peter that said, get your hands off my Lord. Don't you touch my Lord and my Savior. This is my guy. This is my guy of all guys. You don't touch him. It was that guy. It was Peter. And what I want us to understand, and then shortly after that, then he also denied Jesus three times before the crow made its sound. Before the rooster began to make its sound. I said, crow, y'all give me a little grace on that there. The rooster began to make its sound, right? The crow wasn't a part of that. So I just want to make sure I'm straight on that. But going back to Peter here, here's the thing that I do want to point out. Judas betrayed Jesus. Thomas had doubt in Jesus, but Peter denied him three times. Think about that. And if you and I, let's just say we were having a conversation with Peter on today, I'm certain that Peter, he would tell us that he was not proud about that moment. He was not proud. That was a very dark moment in his life. On one hand, he's trying to keep Jesus from fulfilling his purpose because remember, he didn't want Jesus to go through that. Remember, I said sometimes we can care so much that we can care too much, right? Okay. And I mean that in a sense of in terms of this message right here. Sometimes we go too far that we don't allow people to carry their own cross. Okay, this led to stress. This led to anxiety because he was right there when every miracle that Jesus performed, he was the first guy when Jesus said, come and follow me. He called him in action, took him from a businessman to making him an apostle. That guy that he handpicked, you denied him three times. That dealt with Peter. That was a very dark time in his life. And then after the fear of denying that he knew this same Jesus, he chose to follow along, right? As they were getting ready to go and take Jesus in and crucify him, and he was going to have to face the authorities and all that, he continued to follow him. No. I am going to be there for this guy. I got to protect this guy. I've got to make sure that I'm right there in his life. And here's what I want us to understand. He wasn't perfect, but God takes our imperfections and he uses them for our purpose. That protecting is what Jesus said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. That compassion that Peter had, Jesus said, you're going to carry forth this church. That standard to just say, I'm not letting you go. That's what Jesus used. And that's inside of Peter to be able to carry forth the mission of the church, the foundation of the church. And upon this rock, he will build his church. So it was no secret to Jesus, because Jesus told Peter, hey, you're going to deny me three times. Lord, no, I won't. I won't actually do it. Oh, but when the heat got hot, the true element of who Peter was came out. Because Peter got in too deep. And what I want us to understand is that Peter didn't realize that the oven of this situation, trying to follow Jesus as he's going through the process here, what he didn't realize is that this was a situation that was too hot to handle and too cold to hold. And he got in it too deep to where he realized that by the time he followed Jesus during him carrying his own cross, he got discovered. Aren't you one of them that followed this Jesus guy? No, not I. Wait a minute, didn't I see you when he turned water into wine? No, not I. Wait a minute. Weren't you one of those guys that were handing us out fish during that time? And I believe that I saw you. No, it wasn't I. And then the rooster begins to make its sound. But if there was another name that I would have given this message on today, as you see up on the slide right now, it'd be another name to say, carry only what you're built to carry. Carry only what you are built to carry. Because how many of us have tried to carry something that we're not built to carry? How many of us have tried to carry the cross for someone that was on their schedule to carry and they needed to carry that alone? How many of us develop Peter syndrome and we go over and beyond someone else's trial just to find out that the heat was too hot to handle and it was too cold to hold? That's what I want us to understand. And we have to take those self-evaluations. Should this be something that they are experiencing? Should I not block what God is doing in this person's life? Should I not come in and interfere with whatever God is doing to teach them the lessons that he's needing to teach them, to show them the ropes, okay, to help them to understand on this morning, to help them to understand in their lives? Am I kind of having Peter syndrome and I'm not built to carry this trial? I'm not built to carry this experience. Am I being a blessing blocker? Am I being a purpose penetrator? That's what we have to ask ourselves. Because I know it's extremely tough when it comes to our loved ones, because we don't want them to hurt. That's a natural thing. And we're not wrong from that. That's the love that we have. We don't want them to feel pain. We don't want them to experience difficult times in life. And we don't want them to have to suffer, especially us parents. We don't want our kids to have to go through. We don't want our kids to have to experience certain things. But at some point, we have to let them fall and scrape their knees from learning to ride the bike so that they can learn to ride the bike better. They have to sometimes touch the stove to realize that it's hot and they'll learn to never touch it again. We don't want it to happen, but sometimes some things are just a part of someone's schedule. Peter, the disciple, he learned a lot about this because of his love and his compassion for Jesus. And that led him to becoming one of the greatest apostles that ever lived, because of his love and his compassion. So now that I've given us a little background on this epistle, let us now reread again 1 Peter 5 and 7, coming from the New King James Version of the Bible. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Jesus, my friends, loves us, and he cares for us. Peter is letting us know that Jesus cares for us. And because he does, he wants us to cast our cares on him. That's how much our Lord and our Savior cares for us. Now, as you see on the slide right now, the next slide that we're putting up, he cares about our cares enough to allow us to cast our cares on him. Think about that as we say that again. He cares about our cares enough to allow us to cast our cares on him. This is what Peter learned to do to help him to deal with those anxieties, to deal with those things that were holding him hostage and saying, I denied this Lord and Savior of mine 3 times. But I've had to give that to God because at the same time, I saw him rise on the 3rd day, just like he said. And he still loves me and he still cares for me. So I've got to let go of that anxiety. I've got to let go of that unforgiveness to myself. I've got to let go of those things that are wearing and tearing on me. And I've just got to cast my net and give that all to God so that now I can begin to live the life that he needs for me to live. That's what Peter learned to do. And that's what I want us to understand that we have to do ourselves. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a page out of the Epistle St. Peter, and we have to give our cares to the Lord. He wants us to lay our burdens down, and he wants us to lay aside every weight. He wants us to leave it all in his hands, and he wants us to trust the things that he has and know that he has those things under control. We can't always be Mr. and Mrs. Fix-It. We can't always want some things to turn out a certain way. We have to just give it to God and know that he has it in his hands. That's that song. He's got the whole world in his hands, not our hands, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. One of the very first songs that we learned as small children, he's got the whole world in his hands. And when we as people begin to know that and act upon that and know that he's got this entire world, including those cares that you have, in his hands, some things may not wear and tear on us. They may not remain on the inside of us. We just know that I've given it to God and he will, in fact, work it out. Amen. But that's easier said than done, isn't it? That doesn't always come very easy. Matter of fact, there is no instruction manual on how to do that. We have a sense of wanting to fix things and to make them work in a manner in which we feel that it should work. But I've come to tell you on today that you've got to trust in the Lord in all of your heart. And if you care about it, leave it in the hands of Jesus. Don't try to play God. Don't you try to do what God is designed to do. Don't you try to act as though you can be Lord Jesus. Because you may be dealing with something that's too hot to handle and too cold to hold, but you've got to turn it loose and give it to our Heavenly Father. Peter could not have written the 1st and 2nd epistles in the Bible if he continued to allow the weight of the church to rest on his shoulders. I've got all these people. Lord, what do you want me to do? How do I do this? How do I go about doing this? I denied you. All these thoughts just leading to anxiety, leading to all these different thoughts and eating at them. We've got to get to a point, ladies and gentlemen, to where we release things and give them to Jesus. We got to lay aside every weight and give them to Jesus. If he continued to just toil and denying that he denied Jesus and all those things, that would have continued to weigh on him. And he would not have been effective and gotten 2 books in the Bible. But it's just what I say in that phrase, in the power of strength. You got to place yourself in ready position to carry forth what you need for God to do in your life. But you've got to be in ready position. And you can't do that if you got all this weight and all of this thoughts and just constantly, your mind just constantly going, and thoughts are just constantly playing, and your mistakes and your imperfections and how I look and how I think and what they said and what they think and all that stuff. You've got to let all that go. And we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. And cast your cares. How many things could we be free to do today if we weren't carrying the weight of the world on our shoulders? How much stress and anxiety could be released if we would just release those extra burdens and problems that we just can't fix? Ladies and gentlemen, what I want us to do here is I want us to talk about some ways of how to cast our cares. We're talking about it, and I can hear somebody right now, okay, I hear you, Pastor Glenn, talking about that, but how do I do that? What is it that I need to do? How do I go about casting my cares? We're going to give you that. We talked about that remedy to help you with these extremities, and that's what we're getting ready to do on this morning here. So what I want us to understand, what does it mean to cast? What does it mean to cast? In this case, casting your cares. What does it mean to cast your cares? So here's what I want to do. Real quick here as we get ready to close here, and I'm not going to be before you much longer here. Let's take a look at some definitions of this word cast, and we're going to come from one of the greatest sources that I personally think, one of the greatest sources here from Merriam-Webster, and let's hear what it means to cast. So as you can see up on the slide, to cast means the following. Number one, to cause to move or send forth by throwing. To cause to move or send forth by throwing. Number two, cast means to place as if by throwing. To place as if by throwing. Number three, according to Merriam-Webster, number three means to throw off or away. To throw off or away. So out of these three brief definitions of the word cast, what Merriam-Webster is telling us, that the similar word in all three definitions is to throw, to launch forward, to give, to throw off. That word, throw. That's what it means. And as you see on our backgrounds here, and as we're talking about that, I want you to think about a fisherman and his net. In order to receive his blessing, in this case known as fish in the sea, in order for him to receive his blessing, he has to what? Throw his net into the sea. The sea is waiting on the net because that's where the blessings are stored up. Somebody say, put that in the chat. The sea is waiting to receive your net because that's where the blessings are stored up. In other words, Jesus is waiting on you to cast your cares upon him, to release those weights that are sinking your ship. Here's that, your ship. And these pistachios here represent everything that's sinking your ship. He's waiting on you to cast your cares. And I'm going to say this again. And as we put this next slide up here, Jesus is waiting on you to cast your cares, to release those weights that are sinking your ship. He's waiting on you to cast your cares, to release those weights that are sinking your ship. Tell your neighbor to put that in the chat. It is time to stop sinking. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the people of God on today to stop sinking. As you see it on the screen, I want that to saturate into your spirit right now. It is time to stop sinking. You don't have to sink. You don't have to take on all these weights. You don't have to continue to allow these anxieties and different things that you experience to continue to sink your ship of salvation. It is time for us as people of God to stop sinking. And if you're ready to stop sinking, it is time to lay aside those weights. And if you're ready to stop sinking, it is time for you to cast your cares upon Jesus. If you're ready to stop sinking on today, far from the peaceful shore, and you got to cast your cares and you've got to lift up the name of Jesus and know that he's got everything under control, I want you to understand on today, you've got the power Because unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to that power, you've got the power to cast it. You've got the power to let it go. You've got the power to not allow these things, these anxieties and these negative mental thoughts. You've got control to take back captain of your ship. You've got control to be in control and to navigate the ship and to take the ship where it needs to take you. And you've got the power to drive this ship where it needs to go. And you've got the power to throw off the weights that are sinking your ship. But I want us to understand something. Those things that are keeping you up at night, cast those things out. Give them to Jesus. Turn them over to Jesus. And you, my friend, get some sleep. The decisions that other people make and that you seem to not understand and they're bothering you and you have no control over them and they disturb your peace, cast those things to Jesus. Throw it at him. He says, I'm built to catch it. Give them to Jesus. They're too hot for you to handle. They're too cold for you to hold. They're not a part of your schedule. Give them to Jesus. You're taking on unnecessary weight that you are not designed to carry. For that family member, that son, that daughter, that parent, that sibling, that uncle, that aunt, that you may want better for them, but they have to, ladies and gentlemen, want better for themselves. You can want all the wants you want, but until they want it, until they want to release it, until they want to let it go, you can't want it for them. Yes, you can pray for them. Yes, you can have intercessory prayer for them. But until they take the steps and take the actions to let it go, there is nothing that you can physically do to make them want it. You can't outwant somebody else's want. Put that in the chat for me. You can't outwant somebody else's want. They got to want it for themselves. They've got to want the change. They've got to want to find God. And they have to want peace. They have to want to live in a peaceful life. But you can't want them for them. And because they may not feel as though they want that, you can't want it for them. So therefore, your ship is sinking. And it's not built for you to be sinking. Now, here's what I want us to understand on today. Take that heavy burden off of you and cast those cares to Jesus. You got to release those things unto him because he says that he is waiting on you to cast your net. He is waiting on you to cast your cares. He is waiting on you to give it to him. He is waiting on you to release those things. He's built to handle it. He's built to receive it. And what I want you to know on today, as you see the next slide of, if you care about it, cast it. Cast it if you care about it. I'm going to say that again. If you care about it, my friend, cast it. Cast it if you care about it. What are some things that we need to cast? Envious. Jealousy, a disagreement with a friend, my boss is riding my back, bills are due, disagreements with other people, my son is hard-headed, my daughter won't come home, problems on the job, my family don't speak to me, that person betrayed me. That person turned their back on me. My car broke down. Nobody is there when I need them there. I feel like I'm running and running and I'm not getting anything in return. All of these things, whether it be disagreements, whether it be dishonesty, whether it be lying, whether it be things that you holding against yourself, mistakes that you've made. I've got alcoholic problem. I've got drug addiction. I've got sex addiction. I've got all of these things, and you allow all these things to just weigh on you, and they're weighing on you, and they're weighing on you, and they're wearing on you. Jesus is saying, I want you to learn to cast these things, to throw them at me, give them to me. Don't hold them on the inside. Toss them over to me. Launch them out into the sea. Get rid of them. Don't hold them. Get rid of them. Don't keep them. Get rid of them. Don't hover on them. You can't fix it. You're not designed to fix it. And when you know that you begin to live a life and you cast all your cares, look at what's happening to your ship. Now your ship that was weighed down, and I use something as simple as pistachios, that was weighing you down and sinking you, when you cast it out and you released it, now you begin to float like you're supposed to float. Now you can drive this ship where you need to drive this ship. Now you can go on and live your life because you've given that to Jesus. And look at you and look at Jesus. Look at you, what you were trying to carry, and look at Jesus with what he's built to carry. There's still more room for Jesus to receive more things. There's still more room in this bowl because Jesus is built to carry. Jesus is built to absorb. Jesus is built to receive. Jesus is built to receive what's bothering you. That's why he died on the cross. That's why his blood began to shed. That's why he rose on the third day. That's why we give things to him. Because he wants us to cast our cares upon him. Because he is built to carry our cares. Get rid of it. Don't hold on to it. Give it to Jesus. He's designed. He's got the bowl of all. He's got enough room in his bowl to receive what you can't handle. He's got enough room in his bowl to receive what's bothering you. He's got enough room in his bowl to receive what you may care about, but you can't fix. And so it doesn't need to sink your ship. You need to give it to Jesus. Launch your net. Launch it out there. Launch it out there and get rid of it. And when you get rid of it, know that he has it. Know by faith that he's got it. Know by faith that he's received it. Know by faith that he has taken it. Know by faith that he's embraced it. Know by faith that he's got it. Know by faith that he's taken care of it. Know by faith that his blood has washed this situation. And he is built to handle your cares. And ladies and gentlemen, as I get ready to close, when you cast your cares on him, you will begin to feel the weights lifted off of you. Some of y'all are carrying too much weight. You're carrying too much weight that you're not designed to carry. Let your children do what they need to do. Let them grow up. Let them become men and women that they decide to be. You get out of the way and give it to God and know that God has got it. Give faith something to do, as we said, and the power of faith. Give faith something to do and know that by faith, he's got it in his hands. Stop trying to take on responsibilities that are not yours. Stop trying to be everything for everyone, and you're not designed to do that. Jesus has got the bowl. Let Jesus take care of it. Just as he's brought you out of things, he will bring them out of things. And you've got to know with all your might, with all your heart, you've got to know that he's got it. He's got a bowl for that situation. He's got a bowl for what you can't fix. He's got a bowl for that anxiety. He's got a bowl for what's eating at your mental health. Give it to Jesus and know that he's got a bowl and he will, in fact, take care of it. So as I get ready to close here, I want you to just remember something here. If you care about it, cast it upon the Lord. If you care about it, cast it upon the Lord. And I'm going to close with one quote that really blessed my spirit from Bishop Dale Bonner, which says, and you see it on the screen right now, stop stressing over what you have no power to change. The only power should be the power to cast it into the hands of Jesus. I'm going to read that again. Stop stressing over what you have no power to control or change. The only power should be the power to cast it into the hands of Jesus. Jesus is built to handle all of your cares. So let's take a page out of the book of Peter and cast our cares on him. Amen. Give God some praise for his word on today. Amen. It's a wonderful word. It's a wonderful word. Somebody out there needs to know that Jesus has got a net for you. Somebody out there needs to know that Jesus is waiting to be your bowl. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal savior, if you don't know him as that fisherman that's ready to help you launch the net, you have an opportunity right now. Right now with me, right now, today at 9:54 a.m. Central Standard Time here, October 10th, right now today, just repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Help me to release these weights. Help me to release my burdens. Lord, I believe that you died that you rose on the third day with all the power and with all the glory. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, and I will live my life for you. Help me to cast it and trust that you have it. In the name of Jesus, I love you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Was that you? If that was you, I want to connect with you. If you gave your life to the Lord right now, first of all, I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. This is a team that never loses here. Reach out to me. Shoot me a note, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. I want to help you begin to launch your net more frequently. I want to be able to coach with you, train with you, to help you be prepared, because God has got some things for you in your life. Wherever you were going in your life, whatever life you were living, God is going to redirect your ship, especially once you have emptied it from all those things that were weighing you down. And now the new you, oh my God, the world is ready for the new you. Let's communicate, let's talk. And if you've given your life to the Lord, I want to give you some information here. We'd love to have you as part of this ministry, because we sow the seed and then we cultivate the believer in you at this church. Amen. Amen. Now this is a participation time for everybody. It is giving time. You know that this word has been a blessing to you. You know that this word has released some chains, and you're going to tell God, Lord, I thank you, because here in 2 Corinthians 2:19, this service you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but it's also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Somebody needs to tell God, thank you for this word. You are showing an expression of thanks by giving, okay? If this seed was planted into you, then I want you to feed that sowed into you. Feed what's feeding you. Feed what's feeding you, okay? Continue to feed what's feeding you. If this word is blessing you, show it. Show it by giving. We've got three different ways here. Givelify, as you can see the QR code on there. You just scan that QR code. If you're looking on your laptop, you can take your phone and scan that QR code. It'll take you right to our Givelify page, okay? And we also have Zelle. Our Zelle, if you've got the Zelle app, info.soilchurch@gmail.com. You can give to us that way. And then old school, I don't know if anybody is still doing this, but this is still an option. Hey, it's still an option. P.O. Box 180972 in the great city of Arlington, Texas. You can give to us old school. We'll take it, process it, pray over it, do everything that we do. And let me tell you something. It's another way. I just want you to give into this ministry here. Allow us to continue. The more you give, God is just going to continue to use me more and more. The more you give, we're going to be able to continue to grow this ministry. We're talking brick and mortar. We're talking doing some wonderful things within the community. But it takes tangible finances to make this happen. Don't be the one to sit back and receive the word and then turn off and go on about your business. God ain't happy with that. God wants you to show that you can give. If you've got the means to give, if you've got the ability to give, give. We're going to pray over your offering right now. And I pray over every offering that comes into this ministry. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for everyone that's sowing into this ministry, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking that seed, cultivating that seed, and making changes into the lives of your people, Lord. Freeing them from the anxieties of this world, freeing them from the distresses of this world, freeing them, Lord, that new job, that new promotion, Lord, that relationship that needs to be restored, Lord, that newness, Lord. You said you're going to do a new thing. When we move, you move just like that. When we move, you move, Lord. Help us to move first so that we could see the move of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, every seed that comes in, Lord, I speak a hundredfold return on that seed. And I want to thank you for those for touching the hearts of those that are giving into this ministry, Lord Jesus, because, oh, the best is yet to come. If this is something right now, Lord Jesus, what you're getting ready to do is about to knock the socks off of people out there, Lord Jesus. This spirit of inspiring love church, Soil Church, is about to do something. This is a worldwide ministry. And Lord, only you know where you're going to take this ministry. And I thank you for everybody that's a part of this ministry. Thank you for every seed. Thank you for this word on today. Lord, I ask that you be with us on this week. Cover us with your shield of protection. Protect us from danger seen, from dangers unseen, and continue to use us for your purpose and your glory. In the name of Jesus, we love you and we thank you. Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in on this morning. I pray that this word has been life-changing into your spirit. And we'll be back next Sunday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And as I always say, go ahead and say it for me. Go ahead and say, what do I always say? Don't meet me there. Beat me there. Have a fantastic day, folks, and we will see you next week.